This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Maurice Jones, he is the city manager for the city of Charlottesville, right here in your neighborhood, and they have a big meeting tonight. You know you can listen live online, Mo. Did you know
I've
that?
I've heard that.
Are you excited about this?
I'm very excited about that. I also have a question for you. If I sent your request, would you friend me on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
I thought we were already friends on Facebook.
No, actually, we don't, because I actually do not have a Facebook.
So. Well, that would explain it.
So
what are you dragging your feet for?
I need to come into the 21st century, I know.
People were telling me for years, especially a lot of these kids that I was teaching over at the Sorensen Institute, would come in every summer for the college leaders program and high school leaders program. They're like, well, you're not on Facebook. We were looking for you last night. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's like a little college thing. They're like, no. My parents are on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I finally looked into it and I realized, holy cow. Everybody's on Facebook.
It really
now.
Is amazing how powerful that idea has become.
Yeah.
And it's really great for reconnecting folks who've lost touch. I mean, I have had a lot of friends of mine who I've worked with way back in my TV days, who've said, you've got to get on Facebook because we're connecting with all of our alumni who worked at Channel 29 from around the country.
So, yeah, yeah.
So I definitely see the value and power in it.
It is really something. We're talking with Maurice Jones. It's 4:11 here in Charlottesville, 53 degrees on this beautiful Monday afternoon, and spring is just around the corner. You know what else is around the corner? In just a few hours, the Charlottesville City Council will gather in their chambers downtown on the Mall, and big meeting tonight to discuss the budget, right?
That's right. I'll be proposing the city manager's budget tonight, and council will get their first good look at the budget. The public will get their first good look at the budget. But this is the beginning of the process. We still have a lot of work to do over the next month or so, and plenty of opportunities for folks in our community to be involved with this discussion. We have a couple of public hearings, a couple of work sessions, including one this Thursday from 5 to 7 in the I do believe it's in the basement conference room at City Hall. So we do have a lot of opportunities for folks to share their thoughts about the budget for next year. And it does begin tonight with our presentation to City Council.
So this, of course, began for you months ago as you sat down and you go, how does it work? I mean, do you go, is it like a home budget where you go department by department? You say, okay, right now we're spending this amount on this topic and over here, and you just look in each shop and each silo and figure out what's going
it's
on?
It's a little bit like that. I mean, it really starts in the latter part of the summer, on August, really, and we start to talk to our departments about expectations for the year, and we ask them to submit budget requests. And so once we have all those budget requests, then we will meet with our budget team, we'll meet with each one of the department heads and other staff, and we'll go through those budgets almost line item by line item and ask them about any concerns that we have or new requests that they have, and talk to them about that. And, this year, I think our departments, for the most part, did a very good job of understanding the current economic conditions that we find ourselves in, and that we're not going to spend a whole lot of new money on initiatives. And there were a couple of requests that were valid requests, but we simply had to say no to, considering where we are. So the biggest increase that we have for this year would be to our school division. We have we're proposing $1.7 million in new money to help our schools, because a couple of reasons. One, they've seen their budget cut numerous times over the last few years from the state. We're picking up much more of the state funding in the last 3 or 4 years or so. And so the schools are facing a deficit coming into this year. So we propose to provide them with $1.7 million to help them close that deficit. They have cut some positions out of their budget for next year as well. So right now, I think overall their budget that their school board has passed is just a little bit less overall. Their overall budget's a little bit less than it was last year.
Yeah. We're talking with Maurice Jones. He's the city manager for the city of Charlottesville. It's 4:14 here in Charlottesville, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Join the conversation at any time. It so moves you. When you talk about putting more money into the schools, I guess most people think, okay, well, where's it going? Is it going to go into the central administration and Empire Building, or is this going to really go into the classroom and the kids can see this money?
Well, I would imagine a good bit of it is going into instruction, and part of it's going, I do believe, for them to provide raises for their teachers for this year, as well for their staff in general. And it's a lot of it's to keep some of those positions that that they've been funding and that they feel as though have contributed greatly to some of the momentum and success that they've seen over the last few years at addressing issues like improving graduation rates, lowering the dropout rates, seeing scores increase across the board. Those are the types of things that they feel as though they're seeing some great success there, and they simply don't want to lose momentum at this point. And so that's why we've proposed to provide that additional money for them.
So elsewhere in the budget, any particular things that you think are going to raise some red flags or make headlines? Or
I think for the most part, this is...
You're not raising the rate or anything.
No, our tax rates are going to stay exactly where they are today. We're not raising tax rates or fees. We overall, our operating budget's only up 1.5% from last year. And that's largely, as I said, due to the schools, the increase in the schools funding. And we are also offering a 2% pay increase for our employees who have not seen a pay raise since 2009.
Yeah. Well, that's been the case around here for everybody, I guess.
It has. And you're starting to see some folks across the region who are recognizing the impact that's, you know, that's had on their employees.
Yeah. And most places actually took pay cuts and then no raises on top of that.
A number of places did. Yeah. I don't know about localities, municipalities around the area, but most of us have frozen pay raises for the last couple of years.
We're talking with Maurice Jones of the city of Charlottesville, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. The one, the only, Betty Mooney is on line one. Betty, how are you? Happy Monday.
Oh, hi. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Hold on just a second.
Hi. Now I can hear you.
Happy Monday. How are you doing?
Hi. Okay. Well, my question from Mr. Jones is that, as he knows, over years of time now, hundreds and hundreds of Charlottesville citizens have come to hearings and emailed council, as Dave Norris has said, and asked that the city make sure that the reservoir at South Fork, which is owned by the city, be dredged, and that this huge lack of maintenance finally be taken care of, and that we see that reservoir dredged. And a lot of us were very disappointed to see the city vote for a huge new dam with no agreement to make sure that the reservoir is dredged. So my question is, now that the city is being asked to give up the Ragged Mountain Natural Area, which they own, to build this huge new dam, are they going to insist in their cost share agreement that the county sign with them an agreement to dredge the reservoir? And why wouldn't the city do this? Because they own South Fork Reservoir, they own Ragged Mountain, they're in a wonderful position to negotiate finally. And so many hundreds of people in this community want to see dredging happen. So I want to just know, you know, where we stand with this at this point in our negotiations with Albemarle County, and why would we give in to them?
Betty, thank you so much for the call, and a lot of questions there. But
sure. Well, I'll try to address as many of them as I can. I think council has made it clear that they want to see dredging as part of this effort to address water supply in our community and to help protect, not only provide us with some more capacity, but also protect the health of the Rivanna Reservoir. So I think council sent that message. What's happening right now is that we are in the process on the Rivanna side of developing an RFP that would go out for dredging that would allow us to have a better understanding of what the cost of dredging would be and what our options would be. I believe at our next meeting later on this month, we'll be talking about the next steps in the process for dredging. And then it is our hope that within another month after that, we'll have an RFP ready to go and hit the streets, and we'll get a better understanding of what the cost will be. And that will certainly, you know, drive how we move forward in this process.
Yeah. So right now the ball is in the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority.
That's correct.
The ball's in their court. They've got to do something.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And we've been having this ongoing discussion about what type of RFP we wanted to have, a more narrow traditional RFP that would have taken a lot of time and effort to prepare, and there versus a what's called a PPEA proposal, which is a little more open ended. So it gives a potential dredging company the opportunity to say, here's what I think you should be doing at Rivanna to help address your needs. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that at our next meeting, and then moving on from there.
We got time for one more phone call, and Dee Dee Smith is with us. Dee Dee, how you doing? Go right ahead.
Good, thanks. Hi. Hi, Coy. Hi, Maurice. How are you? Listen, quick question, and I think I know the answer to this, but I think it's worth clarifying it for the public, is if tax rates and fees won't go up, what about utility rates? And could you just explain how the public works budget, how big it is, and how it's different than the budget you're talking about now?
Well, and you're talking more specifically about the utility rates, and that will be decided at in May. So it's a separate process that we have from our general and capital improvement budget, which is what we'll be talking about over the next month or so, and then approving in April. And then you have the utilities budget. And the tax and the rates that are associated with that, and we'll be discussing that in May and deciding on that at that point.
So remind us again, Dee Dee, thank you for the call. Remind us again the City Council meeting tonight.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, a host of issues, including, of course, the presentation not only of the city budget but the school's budget, will be presented tonight to City Council, and a couple of other issues as well. But 7 o'clock at City Council chambers.
And the first public hearing for the city budget
will be in 2 weeks.
Two weeks
from today.
There you go. Mo, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.